And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush for one more hour. And John's going to be back on Monday, so never fear. But in the meantime, I am joined in studio by Danielle Jurinski. How you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, everybody's wondering, well, who is Danielle? Why is she here? We're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk a little politics later. But first, you run some restaurants, some bars.
I do. I have four of them across the metro area. And
where?
One is in Sheridan. I have Longshot Lounge on Hamden and Federal. One is in Inglewood. It is Broadway's Shot Spot. And then I have two in Aurora. I have Steel Tips and I have JJ's Place.
You see, but you got four bars. That's way too many for Charlie to close down on one night. I mean, he can only close down one bar at a time.
Yeah, especially when we're not even back at 2 a.m., you know, last call. So
what is it last? What is it now? Is it midnight now? Or
well,
it's not still 10.
Right, no. Right now, and it's interesting, very interesting. I can talk about it. But right now for Arapahoe County, we are at 1 a.m. because we are in level blue.
That's not too bad.
Just this morning, Jefferson County was put back to yellow. And it's the first time I've seen a county
regress.
Yeah, start to go backwards since really, you know, the vaccine rollout and stuff. This is the first time I've seen a county start to regress.
Okay, can I rant for a moment?
Sure.
This is ridiculous, for crying out loud. The states that are loosening up are having fewer and fewer cases. The states that are going tight are having more and more cases. And it's not because they're testing more, folks. It's really happening. And by the way, this is something they should take into account. Virtually all the new cases, I don't know if you've seen this, are young people. Young people who are at virtually 0.0 whatever risk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a good thing. It's great. That's moving through the young population. That's getting us herd immunity. That's making it so this thing can't spread as much. And so the elderly or the at risk can go out and live their lives again.
Right.
Because we have herd immunity. But what do?
Right.
We freak out when a few more young people get it, who barely get sick. Okay, who are at low risk, and some do get very sick. Look, it's a respiratory virus.
Right.
It affects different people differently. I understand that. But we just shut down an entire economy for a year.
Right. All right. Absolutely. And then, you know, it's tough when, you know, you have states that have the guidelines and the restrictions that we do, and then you have states that are completely wide open. I know bartenders in the industry who left the state during the shutdown. They left the state. They went to Texas to work.
They went to
Florida to work. Oh, absolutely they did.
What about South Dakota? Anybody go there?
I mean, not that I know of personally, but I could imagine it happened. I mean, they went anywhere
where it stayed open and they could ply their trade.
Yeah, yeah. And
are they coming back?
They're coming back. And, you know, it's a hurdle overcoming unemployment and all of this additional money continually being given in unemployment. So that's another hurdle.
Yeah, what does that do for you, the employer? I mean, how are you dealing with the fact that these people are having money shoved at them for doing nothing and you want to pay them for doing something?
It's tough. It's really tough. And I think that actually the hardest part of it is getting people in for interviews. I'm being flooded. I put up a job posting and I'm being flooded with applications only to find out people are simply doing that so that they can tell unemployment, oh, I'm applying. I'm just not getting called. But here, look, you can see I applied at this restaurant. And so that they can, you know, extend their benefits, their unemployment benefits. So, you know, people aren't showing up for interviews that I set. It's tough. It's tough fighting against unemployment.
Oh, it really is. And by the way, this is one of the stupidest things we possibly could have done, which means, of course, Democrats love it. Sorry, I can get more political than you, and I will. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Good, because that's the way I am. Look, it's ridiculous. They set it up that where you're actually making more on unemployment than you normally would. Why? Mm-hmm. Because of COVID. Excuse me, how should that matter?
Right. Right.
Early on, I got it. Early on, you know, right out of the chute, everybody lost everything. Everybody was really set back.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got through that initial couple months and we started to see that states that locked down severely versus states that didn't were having virtually identical numbers, when we started to
right.
see that,
right.
we should have opened up. We should have opened up and not shoved a ton of money at people for not working, because that puts employers like you in a real hard place. Right. Not just in the fact that it's hard to find people, but think of all the time you waste scheduling all these. I scheduled 10 people, three showed up.
Yep.
Well, all of those time slots were blocked out.
Right. Right. And not that I don't have other things that I could be doing.
Oh, not at all. I mean, you've got just tons of time to sit around. You're running four restaurants. You have tons of time to sit around and wait.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh,
now, if you don't mind, I want to talk a little about food. I want to talk about your restaurants.
Let's.
What do you actually serve? Now, are these just pure bars, or are they places where, you know, you can eat a little too?
One of them is just a bar.
Which
one? It's my Inglewood location.
Okay, Charlie, the Inglewood location. Just a bar. All right.
But there is a fantastic chicken wing joint right next door. And so we work together. You know, their food is allowed in, obviously, because I don't have a kitchen at that location. So that's a lot of fun.
Okay, so you can go there and just order. And what is that location called?
The Wing Place?
No, yours.
Oh, the one in Inglewood. It is Broadway's Shot Spot.
Okay, so Broadway's Shot Spot.
Mm-hmm.
But right next to you, you got a place that you can order from, no problem.
Yeah, family-owned chicken wing restaurant.
And I'll bet the alcohol goes back the other way, or...
The alcohol has to stay
in yours.
Yep, but they, you know, they eat over there, and we have it worked out where they can actually call to the wing place their order, and they'll bring it over to them.
Oh, that's actually
they can sit and eat,
and that's great for the wing place, because what that does is expand their seating.
Yeah, we're supportive of each other. We work together.
Cool.
So that's the only location that I don't, you know.
How are the wings?
They're wonderful.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Do they got a big variety, or is it mainly just hot wings? Because I love the hot wings.
They have a huge variety, and they do boneless and bone-in. Yeah, they have a great variety.
I love... My two favorite are the hot wings and Jamaican jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have that?
I know they have hot wings. The Jamaican jerk, I'm not sure. They have a bunch of dry rubs. I'm not sure.
I love dry rub wings, I love the hot wings. I can never get enough of them. Okay, give me another location. You got to tell me where it is. And I want you to give me two or three items that people love to get on the menu. Because, by the way, insofar as you can be relaxed on, you know, the masking and all this, you've got to follow the rules. You don't want to be shut down.
Right.
But you're not going to go past the rules and be more tight than the guy next to you.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to be as free as possible. Mm-hmm. So, folks, right now, you are hearing about places where you can go and it can be as relaxed as is allowed in that area. Give me another place.
So Steel Tips in Aurora.
Steel Tips in Aurora. What's the location?
It's at Hampton and Chambers in Aurora.
Okay. Yeah. I drive by there a lot. Steel Tips. What corner?
Same corner as Dry Dock.
Yeah. Northeast, southeast.
It is the southwest corner.
Okay. Southwest. Okay. Yeah. I know that one. It's got a Greek restaurant there too and stuff like that. Not right next to you, but down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So Hamden and Chambers, Steel Tips. Mm-hmm. What's it like when you go in there?
Steel Tips is definitely sort of an entertainment bar. There's dart boards and there's, you know, free bar poker going on and pool tables.
Wait a minute. Let me ask. What's that been like with, you know, darts, pool tables, that stuff you touch? I don't care at all. But has the state made it harder for you for a while, or are they loosening up?
Well, for a while, you know, you couldn't have any leagues. We had to shut down the pool tables. We had to shut down the dart boards. I mean, of course, obviously, from March 17th to May 27th, we weren't open at all other than for delivery. Yeah. By the way,
I mean, how is that recovering from that? That's just horrible.
It's been a road. It's definitely been a road. But Steel Tips has great, great bar food. We definitely offer all the bar food you could imagine, but we have great sandwiches, great burgers, really great food. We do a fish fry every Friday.
Oh, do you? What kind of fish?
Walleye.
You do a walleye fish fry every Friday?
Every Friday, and we bring it in fresh. We bring the walleye in fresh. You can get it pan. You can get it pan fried or deep fried.
See, I'm a walleye nut. I'm from Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's great.
And walleye is awesome. We will be coming there, just so you know, folks. Yeah. I am going to bring my wife there. Okay, what about the burgers? What are they like?
They're great. The burgers are great. We get a ton of compliments on our burgers and they're great. And of course we have different, you know, sides and stuff that can go with them, but
where are you guys at right now on seating?
Well, we're at 50% capacity. But
man, they got to loosen that up. That's nuts. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're at 50%, but really the tables, we've just never moved the tables, and the tables are set up in such a way that, really we can have as many people in there as we have tables, because we have the tables all spread out where they're supposed to be. So if there's a table, you're welcome to come in.
Okay. I'm going to want to talk another restaurant, but can you hold on over the break?
Absolutely.
All right, Danielle, we're talking to Danielle Jurinski, who owns a lot of restaurants and, oh, by the way, is going to be running for office in Aurora. We're going to talk about that too, coming up next. But first, Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You know, you hear these words all the time in his ads talking about reverse mortgages. Let me say them slowly. Guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in your house. Pretty interesting, right? Give Bruce a call, 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, Flesh and Beck is up next. You got a slam dunk case. You don't need a lawyer, right? Wrong. No matter how good your case is, you need preparation, presentation. Because when you're in front of that judge, you want your guy or gal to be better than theirs. Don't take chances. Call Kevin Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. He's my lawyer. He can be yours too. So call Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, together with Danielle Jurinski. And Danielle, we got to talk some more restaurants really quick. I want to go through a couple more because you got two more. Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about you running for office. And by the way, what political party do you belong to?
I belong to the Republican Party.
Amen. All right. Good to hear. So, folks, there's actually a Republican owning restaurants where you can go. Okay, give me two more.
The one in Sheridan is Hamden and Federal.
Boy, you like Hamden restaurants.
I know.
You?
They.
Do you line them all up on Hamden?
I don't. You know, that's been called out. I've been called
were
out.
Were they like stars? did they start out at different places, but then they aligned on Hamden?
I don't know how this all came to be, but... Yeah, three of them are on Hamden.
Wow. Okay, where's this one? Hamden and Sheridan? Or
this one's Hamden and Federal in Sheridan.
Gotcha.
It's called Longshot Lounge. And this one actually is the exact same menu as Steel Tips that we spoke about in Aurora.
So once again, you got the Friday night fish fry, you got the burgers, you got basically all the stuff.
No fish fry over there. We do have the Saturday night and Friday night and Saturday night steak dinners.
Yum. What kind of steak?
You can have a ribeye or a sirloin.
Well, I'd go ribeye.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know, I'm a ribeye guy.
Absolutely.
That's what I do.
You look like a ribeye guy.
I am a ribeye guy. I love ribeyes. Okay, and so basically, and by the way, your beers, is I'm sure you have the normal stuff, the Coors and whatever, but do you have any microbrews?
I am very supportive of a local brewery, Breckenridge Brewery.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Love their stuff.
Yep, yep. And so I have, at every one of my locations, I have a bunch of Breckenridge Brewery on tap. My fourth location that we haven't talked about, JJ's Place in Aurora. This one's on Iliff and Chambers. I have 10 of my 22 lines, beer lines at that one are Breckenridge Brewery.
Iliff and Chambers?
Iliff and Chambers.
Well, geez, that's just a mile away from the other one, isn't it?
Yeah, but it works well.
What's it called again?
JJ's Place.
JJ's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it.
I named it after my dad.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, and what again is... Sorry, I just got a text from my wife. She says, it's easier to bar hop if they're all on Hamden.
Yeah, right.
You see, there you go. Charlie, this is perfect for you. You won't have to steer. I mean, just keep going. He's looking at me. Okay, here we go. So what is the big thing about JJ's? What's their specialty? What draws people?
It's a sports bar, 20 TVs,
cool,
22 tap handles, you know, a pretty massive beer selection.
And you got the Breckenridge
Big
Brewery
place.
Stuff going.
Yep. Yeah. 10 of my 22 lines there.
What are the most, just give me the two or three top selling beers that people just love.
Well, I mean, Budweiser's a big one.
Well, sure.
there's
I was thinking more micro, but yeah.
I mean, Estrella. It sells pretty good. All of the Breckenridge, I mean, the Vanilla Porter, the Strawberry Sky, they all sell pretty good.
Okay, before we get into politics, I want to talk a little about your employees.
Yes.
What was this like, being shut down that long for, you know, waiters, waitresses, and so forth? Yes, I know they can collect the unemployment, and the unemployment is puffed up, but let's face it. Waiters and waitresses at places like that are hauling it in on tips, especially if I come in because I tip well. So what was it like for them? How are they doing? How are they recovering?
You know, they, I have to be honest, I have to give a shout out to my staff, actually. A lot of them, they really soldiered through this. And I'm going to tell you, probably 70% of them, they didn't even file for unemployment. They didn't even file for unemployment. They put their tennis shoes on and they came to work. They delivered food. They helped me. You know, they did what they could.
And you did what you could for them.
Absolutely. And as soon as I, you know, could get my share of the PPP money, I made sure to take care of them.
Well, good, because your taxes are going to that PPP money.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about less taxes. Let's talk about being smart with our money and with our government. Danielle Jurinski, what are you running for and when?
I am running at large for city council
In Aurora.
Awesome. My election is November 2nd. And I'm all in. I'm in this fight. Aurora is my hometown. I was born and raised and went all 4 years at Overland High School. And I served 9 years in the military. 6 of those 9 years, I was stationed at Buckley Air Force Base.
Oh, were you Air Force?
I was Air Force.
Me too?
Yeah, there you go.
Go where?
Fly
aim,
high.
Aim high?
Aim high, yeah. 6 of those 9 years, I was military police. And then 3 years, I was munitions. So I am a veteran. And I have my 4 restaurant and bars, and I have a real estate business. I do a lot of real estate all over the Denver metro area, and I'm a single mom to a beautiful, bouncing 18-month-old baby boy.
Awesome. You know, Danielle, you strike me as somebody who would really sell in Aurora. Aurora is fairly blue, as you know. It's quite blue. However, you sound like a Republican who loves Democrats. Like, you don't care who you employ, you're going to treat them well. You don't care who comes in your doors at one of your bars and restaurants, you're going to treat them well. Yeah. You want their lives to go well.
Absolutely. And I, you know, the thing is it's not, I'm a Republican that loves Democrats. I love people. And I want to help people. I've seen through COVID, I've seen as an employer and being an employee, I've seen where I can help. I see where there's gaps. I see where, you know, current administration is failing us and current council is failing us.
Hey, don't run on from that. How are they failing us? What are you talking about?
Well, I wish that...
Because just so you know, and let me jump in, because this affects locales all mm-hmm. across the mm-hmm. metro area and the Front Range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because they are all going through this kind of thing where, I'm just going to say it, I can be more political than you because I want to.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You got a lot of liberals taking over these city councils
mm-hmm.
and running people into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in Aurora?
Well, right now in Aurora, the council is outnumbered. The conservatives are outnumbered 6-4.
All right.
Our mayor, he is a Republican, but he doesn't get to vote. He only votes in the case of a tie.
So Mike Kaufman.
Mm-hmm. So really, it is 6-4. And they're just there's not a lot of common sense. Common sense is lacking. I really would have appreciated more support, even if, you know, Polis was going to kind of keep his thumb under us and he wasn't going to let us reopen and he wasn't, you know, going to ease up guidelines as fast as some of the other states. It would have really felt good to have my local council sort of banging at the doors.
What was it like to have Tri-County just basically becoming overlords? I mean, they were almighty demigods mm-hmm. over you people. They ran mm-hmm. everything. They said when you could do whatever you could do. And they literally, and I'm going to just say this, folks, Tri-County did not care how it affected a business.
They still don't.
Yeah.
They still don't.
And that's devastating because it doesn't just affect, that business owner named mm-hmm. Danielle Jarinski. Mm-hmm. It affects the waiter. It affects mm-hmm. the waitress. Mm-hmm. It affects the person who doesn't want to collect a check from the government. They don't want to wake up every day needing the government. They want to wake up every day with a business needing them.
Right.
To show up and do what they do
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at Tri-County and they literally do not care about these people. And I don't care how much spin they put out.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I have to agree in so many ways. And I'll tell you, before COVID, I really was just minding my business, sort of building my empire, you know, had a baby and was just keeping to myself and keeping my head low and just really living a great life. And then COVID hit. And I've said it before, if I was to tell anybody that 2020 was the worst year of my life, I'd be lying. It was certainly one of the hardest years of my life, but it woke me up. We talk about woke politics. It woke me up to so many things that are wrong and so many injustices. And it really showed me where I can help and where I can benefit everyone, not just Republicans, everybody. Listen, Democrats own businesses too.
Heck yeah.
They're not happy. They're not happy either.
They're tired of it. And by the way,
it's not
like you don't strike me. Let's face it. You know, some people of both parties just want to waltz in and say, the second I get in,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to make everybody live like my supporters want them to live.
Right.
You don't strike me that way. You strike me as somebody who wants to go in and serve their needs, mm-hmm. but who wants to go in and basically say, look, we're not here to be activists telling you how to live. We're here to be a city council helping you.
Absolutely.
Live.
Absolutely.
Helping mm-hmm. just pave the way and then get out of the way. Am I right?
Absolutely. That's absolutely what I'm going to do. And I want to represent. So I want to represent everybody. Like I said, I six of my 9 years was in the military, was served as a military police officer. I think I can really help with public safety.
Yeah. What about the fact that there's a lot of crime in Aurora?
Oh, it's through the roof right now. It's through the roof. You're lucky if you wake up in the morning and have your car.
What would you change?
I would start supporting our police department. I would start supporting
Amen.
Our police officers. And really, what I want to say about that is I'm not going to sit here and say that every police officer is always right.
No.
I'm never going to say that.
That's crazy.
I am so sick and tired of this handful, of this few, ruining it for good cops.
But you know who can't stand the dirty cops the most? The other 99% of good cops.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who can't stand the dirty cops. And it really gets me when you got some, let's face it, radical city council members who want to take that little slice of bad cops and use them to characterize and stereotype the rest of the cops as dangerous. Mm-hmm. No, they're not dangerous. Let me tell you what's dangerous. What's dangerous is having cops in your area who are not empowered by their leadership, who are having to second guess in that split second when they're supposed to be protecting themselves and you.
Yep.
And they're having to second guess, oh, gee, can I enforce this law here or that law there? Mm-hmm. Do I have to look at the demographic of the person who is committing the crime?
Right.
They shouldn't care.
Well, and what's also very dangerous is when you make threats to defund a police department.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you put these regulations on them. You know, to basically move towards that, you have seasoned police officers leaving. What we are left with is a rookie department. That's very dangerous.
Who are doing their best, but man, those rookies, they would love to have some guidance. They'd love to have the people who have seen it
all. Absolutely. And it's time to crack down on these police officers that are ruining it for the rest of the department, and in turn, the entire city is suffering from crime.
All right, Danielle, before I let you go here, I want you to do two things. First of all, I want you to give your information.
Okay.
How can people help Danielle Jurinski turn around Aurora?
Get online, go to DanielleForAurora.com, DanielleForAurora.com. You can also email me at DanielleForAurora@gmail.com. Get involved. I would love a donation. You can sign up to volunteer for my campaign. Talk to me. Tell me what concerns you have. I truly want to serve the people and get involved. Reach out.
Yeah, a Republican who Democrats are going to like because you like them.
I do like that.
You love all people.
I love all people. Absolutely.
Absolutely fantastic. Okay, last thing is, do you have anything else you'd like to add just about what you want to do in office?
I want to help people, and I'm a real person with real life experience, and I think I'm the right fit. I can do this.
I absolutely think you're the right fit, but I'm not going to let you out that door if you don't one more time tell us the locations of your restaurants. Folks, go to these places. They sound great. Go.
Longshot Lounge in Sheridan, Broadway Shot Spot in Inglewood, Steel Tips in Aurora, and JJ's Place in Aurora.
Okay, guys, you know where you're going to go out to eat in the next few weeks. Please go to those places, have fun, enjoy some great food, some great beer, and just let your hair down. Enjoy.
Absolutely.
Relax. Fantastic. Danielle Jurinski, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay, folks, up next is Golden Eagle Financial. Do you know all the ways to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes? Well, Al Smith does. He makes your money work for you, not the government. After all, it's your retirement, not theirs, right? So call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
Feel good about your retirement with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. You've already done the heavy lifting by setting money aside for retirement all these years. Now you're looking about 10 years ahead and asking, how can I be certain I'll have enough income in retirement? That's where creating a plan becomes vitally important. Al Smith will help you develop a strategy for the money waiting in your 401k or IRA. For the past 16 years, financial advisor Al Smith has specialized in helping his clients make the transition from working to retirement. He will help you make decisions now that will preserve your life savings for the future, like creating a plan to fund a long-term healthcare crisis should that become necessary. You've worked hard for your money. Now let's make sure your money works hard for you. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Ginos with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And on the line, we now have Jersey Joe. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Andy. How about yourself today?
I'm doing okay. Notice I didn't do the Jersey accent. I don't want to do it every time.
You notice I didn't do it either.
I got to mix it up.
We got to mix it up. Hey, on the movie thing, I wasn't able to call in, but did you do any of the Eddie Murphy? Did you do him and Nick Nolte?
We did. 48 Hours. 48 Hours. Yeah.
And how about Beverly Hills Cop?
We did Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours, and Coming to America. And we even did some of his kid stuff, Mulan.
Mm-hmm.
Shrek. Yeah, Charlie had to help me out here. We did a lot of his stuff. Eddie Murphy is hilarious. What a career!
He's been quiet for the last 10 or 12 years, but apparently he just came back. He's doing a remake of Coming to America 2. And how about the Bill Murray movie where he kind of plays the Jacques Cousteau character?
You know the one
I'm talking about?
No, I haven't heard that one.
He did it. No, he did a movie where he plays like a Jacques Cousteau character. I have to Google list of it.
You're going to have to let me know this one.
I'm sorry. I meant Bill Murray. Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Life Aquatic.
The Life Aquatic. Yeah. Bill Murray. Did you guys talk about that one?
We did not.
Yeah. We did. The Life Aquatic.
Well, here's the problem, Joe. My gosh. The cast members of SNL have put out so many movies. And I mean so many movies. Just hundreds. It's hard to get to them all.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. No, it's been very prolific, and that's when you have a bunch of talented people like that. Now, there have been some real stinkers along the line. But among the best, has to be Ghostbusters. I watched that again about a week ago. It was funnier now than it was the first time I saw it. So
Ghostbusters doesn't get old. And by the way, you know what also doesn't get old in there is the performance of Rick Moranis.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. They get Keymaster. I am the Keymaster. and Sigourney Weaver,
I am the gatekeeper.
Just a great, great movie. And I forget the gal that plays the secretary, their secretary.
Oh, she was so funny. Ghostbusters, what do you want? Oh,
yep.
She
and the guy who played the jerk from the city, he also played the jerk in the Die Hard movies.
He is so perfect at that. What's the name of the actor? I think it's William.
It's Richard somebody.
Oh, it's Richard. Oh, you're right.
Yep.
He's hilarious.
And that just a great role for him. Anyway, did you talk about guns earlier? Did I saw it in the preview, the Facebook post that you're going to talk about guns?
Yeah, you know what? We didn't get to it. We were just so busy and everything else. But you see, it's okay because Joe Biden, I'm going to quote really quick from his speech. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment. Let me tell you something really quick, and then I'm going to let you run with it. No, gun violence by Biden supporters is an epidemic. You see, Joe, if your supporters would stop shooting people, we would have virtually no gun violence. It's true, isn't it? I mean, if you had all the NRA members, Trump supporters and all this, and you had them stop shooting people tomorrow, we would cut down gun violence by like 2%.
You're right. I mean, very, very, I mean, I can't think of the last time an NRA member went out and murdered anybody.
No.
To my knowledge, I don't think it's ever happened. Same thing with concealed carry permit holders. I think somebody did a study of concealed carry permit holders, and the unlawful use of a gun by concealed carry permit holder is like 0.002%. It's they're one of the safest people around. And you look at the Shooter's Cafe up in Rifle, Colorado. The chef is armed, the waitresses are armed, the cashier is armed, the patrons are armed. It's been referred to as the safest place in Colorado.
Oh yeah, it is the safest place in Colorado. And I just listen to all these idiot activists who don't want to. Well, they don't want to look at numbers, Joe. Mm-hmm. By the way, do you have any?
And let me tell you why I think this use of the word epidemic is wrong, because epidemic means growing and rapidly spreading. Well, I've got the every year I plot the FBI homicide data, and since 1993, despite a more than doubling of the number of guns in this country, the absolute number of gun homicides is down by 40%, even though the guns have doubled, the population.
Okay, what do you mean by absolute number?
We went from 19,800 annual gun homicides in 1993, and last year we were down to 12,800. So that's an absolute number. Now, let's talk about rate. The rate per 100,000 population has gone down by more than half. It used to be 7.2. It's now 3.4 gun deaths per 100,000 population.
But gun ownership is way up. Gee.
Is way up. Gun ownership is up. Absolutely, there's twice as many guns in this country now as there were 25 years ago, yet the number of gun homicides keeps falling, and the gun homicide rate keeps falling. How is that an epidemic? That is not the definition of an epidemic, because epidemic means rapidly growing and spreading. No, gun violence is decreasing every year in this country.
Yeah, and by the way, it's decreasing because these guys more and more and more and more are wondering who's going to shoot back.
Mm-hmm. And people would live and say, well, it never happens. I have a library. By the way, the Department of Justice did a study, and I've got it. It's a DOJ, they estimate there are 500,000 incidents of what they refer to as defensive gun use in this country every year. Now, that doesn't mean 500,000 people get shot every year. The study found that most frequently, the mere display of a weapon by the intended victim was enough to stop the assault or robbery in progress. Just showing the gun. Hey,
just brandishing the iron.
Brandishing the iron, and it was enough to stop. So, by the way, there are approximately 300 justifiable homicides by civilians every year. On another station, there's a fairly well-known talk show host who does something he refers to as the taxpayer relief shot. And this is where a homeowner or a store clerk shoots and kills a bad guy, saving the taxpayers the expense of a trial and imprisonment.
I'll go with that.
And that happens about once a day in this country. Now, for every one fatality, there's about six or seven shootings where the intended victim shoots and just wounds the attacker. So just in terms of guns being discharged, you know, every day you've got one fatality and six or seven bad guys get wounded, and that's a daily occurrence in this country. But far more often it's just, hey, I've got a gun, back off. And that's from the U.S. Department of Justice. So,
Well, yeah, because let's face it, these people who do commit gun violence are predators. Predators are looking for prey. They're not looking for other predators. They're certainly not looking.
Yep.
Well, there's three kinds of people, right? There are the sheep, the wolves, and the sheepdogs.
And the sheepherders.
So you're not
a
predator. You're a sheepdog. You're a sheep or a shepherd, whatever. But you're brandishing the iron and you're showing them, you come this direction or near anybody near me, you're going to pay.
Right. So guns are used for the good of man far more. I mean, if you look at 500,000 defensive gun uses, the vast majority of which are non-fatal, versus 12,800 fatalities. Clearly, the ratio is like 10-1 good use to bad use. And by the way, the number with 400,000 guns, 12,800 murders, the percentage of guns that were used to murder somebody last year is 0.03%, which means the other 99.97% of the guns in this country weren't used to murder anybody last year.
Well, that's dangerous. We got to take those away.
Can you name another regulated product in this country that has a 99.97% safety record?
No, absolutely not. I look at these people, and once again, let me close this segment, and I'll bring you back after the break. Sound good?
Sound good.
Let's
talk Amazon when we get back. We'll talk Amazon.
Yeah, let's talk Amazon when we get back, because I was kind of hoping you would. Once again, Joe, you've got a bunch of Biden's supporters You had one who shot up Boulder. You had another one who ran into cops in the, you know, in D.C. You have his supporters committing untold amounts of violence. And people say, well, how could you say that, Andy? Look where all the shooting is. Look at Chicago. Look at Baltimore. Look at all the places where the vast majority of killing is happening. These aren't Trump supporters. And meanwhile, what does he do? He tries to disarm us and he erects fences around the Capitol because we're such a threat. And we're not doing a thing. We're just sitting out here saying, why are you doing that?
Yeah. By the way, the five deadliest cities in the United States are all blue cities. St. Louis, Detroit, Chicago, Baltimore. I'll give you the...
Well, they're not just blue cities. They are very blue cities.
Oh, did I say Detroit? Yeah, Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, St. Louis. And I forget what the other one was. Anyway, the five dangerous cities...
Atlanta's up there, I know.
No, it's not Atlanta. I'll
Philly?
Come up with it. Anyway, the five dangerous cities are all blue cities.
Well, there's New Jersey because you're there now.
Oh, and I thought, thank you, Newark, Edison, Hudson, Essex County, Newark, New Jersey.
Hey, I called it.
You called it. You got it.
Okay. All right. Hang on over the break. First, let's go to Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. With rates this low, every day you don't call Kurt Rogers to get refinanced is a day you're wasting money. To start saving real money, call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Get your auto body work and mechanical repairs done at the same place. Most people have one shop for auto body work and another for mechanical repairs and maintenance. But Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop can handle both. Al and Jamie Sturm are constantly looking for new ways to provide better, more convenient service for their customers because they're driven by one simple goal, to help more people. At A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City, they do their best to handle everything in-house so you don't need to be relying on the dealers to get your vehicle back. Bring your vehicle into A Good Shop for auto body work, and they'll take care of your struts, brakes, and alignment at the same time. Auto body and mechanical work, all under one roof. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Regardless of your starting point, Franktown Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training, and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms. Confidence through practice.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, who will be back on Monday. Look forward to that. And on the line, we got Jersey Joe. Joe, is it possible that something good can actually happen at Amazon?
You know, it's historic. For the first time ever, there was a union election held in their distribution center in Alabama. And liberals were saying, this is going to show them, this is going to be the beginning of the end for Amazon. Unionization is going to sweep through that company. Jeff Bezos is going to get his. The workers at the Amazon plant overwhelmingly voted not to unionize. It was
how big?
2.5 to 1.
2.5 to 1?
1,780 to no versus like 700 yes.
That's like 70-30, isn't it?
Kind of like a 70-30.
Wow. That's a crush. That's a crush.
It was a crush. Absolute crush. And and then you go on the liberal Facebook sites, and right away they have to start attacking the worker. Well, first of all, they're blaming either Bezos somehow, paid somebody off to fix, to rig the vote count because it was conducted by the National Labor Relations Board, which is reports directly to Joe Biden. So the reason they're saying it's either conspiracy that Amazon rigged the count or the workers are idiots. So right away with the ad hominem account.
But they told us after, after November, no counts ever get rigged.
Well, yeah, it's a convenience, it's an inconvenient fact or inconvenient truth. So anyway, but they're living in denial or they're attacking the people that didn't vote the way they think they should have voted. It's amazing. First thing they do is attack. No facts, no logic, just personal attacks. Those idiots are going to get what they deserve. I mean, if you go on any of these liberal websites, it's just amazing
right. The
vitriol that they spew towards people who don't think and act like they think and act. So apparently the Amazon workers are happy. They like working for the company.
Oh, no!
They like the environment. That can't possibly be true, can it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, who could absolutely like their job? That's incredible.
By the way,
go figure. Oh, by the way, you got a minute left. Go ahead. Take it.
Liberals love to be outraged, and God help the person who takes their outrage away from them. When they say, well, Walmart only pays their people $11 an hour, and I post a picture showing that they're advertising $17.50 to ship stock shelves.
Yeah.
They hate that. I want my outrage. You can't take my outrage away from me. They live every day to be outraged. So it's a very dangerous thing to share verifiable facts from credible sources with liberals because they become enraged at you because you're trying to take their outrage away from them.
Joe, we now have a U.S. government that, rather than rewarding the productive, rewards the outraged.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a scary thing.
It is. All right. Andy, talk to you next week.
Okay. Well, Joe, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for guiding me home. It has been a real pleasure serving here while John is gone. Thank you so much, folks. That'll do it for today. If you missed the first hour, it replays next. Fix It Radio will be live tomorrow at 9, Drive Radio 10 to 1, and John will be right back here on Monday. Until then, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.